Now, the last time she was in, she was a great success because many people got in touch with us during the time Rachel Doyle was on, but also afterwards, about her advice for people with breathing difficulties and asthma and general to take out the gunge out of the air and make sure you're breathing nice, fresh air. And a lot of respiratory illnesses going around at the moment, so it'd be nice to just have nice, clean air with your plants. Well, she's back again, Rachel Doyle from Arboretum in Kilquade and Carlo, and she's going to talk to us about gifts for Christmas and lovely plants that are out at the moment. You're very welcome, Rachel. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Declan. Great to be here.
Great to see you. And of course, as always, when you come in to have a chat, you bring the exhibits with you, basically.
I do, and you know what? I've felt I wanted to bring the whole Arboretum to here today, but I brought some plants that are, I suppose, I think spectacular as gifts for Christmas. And you know, people... You know the people who have everything and you want to bring something different. And one of the things, the first thing I want to show you is this amazing camellia, which has, we send our guys away to find plants that are different all over the world. And Paul, our plant manager in Kilquade, brought us back this one from Germany. And it's three camellias. In the one pot you have red.
It's tall, first of all. Tall. That's my first thing I notice.
It's tall, and you can see it's very slender, and yet it's about 2 foot high. So it would be spectacular as a plant for your front door, outside front door.
Now, at the moment it looks green, but you're telling me green. There's a cycle.
Big fat bulbs, buds, they're all those buds are going to break open. Now, the one place that it doesn't like is the front door that is facing where the sun rises. Sun rises in the east, so it, the one place it doesn't suit. And the reason it doesn't is that the flowers, with the frost on them, the sun melts the frost, and that causes damage to the flowers. But when the frost melts naturally as the day goes on, it's fine. So the one place you don't put it is on the front door facing east. Other than that, anywhere else, it's evergreen. And it's just, you can see the lovely glossy green leaves.
And it's a camellia. What is a camellia?
A camellia is an acid-loving plant. Does very, very well in Wicklow. And it has these beautiful big, like roses, flowers. But this particular plant will have red ones, pink ones and white ones.
Oh, gorgeous.
So can you imagine? I've never seen it before. So it's called the Three Sisters. And there's a whole Three Sisters range in the rhododendrons as well. You know, the rhododendrons that come out early as well. This is just going to burst into flower in the next month. This is going to
And will it stay in its pot?
Oh, yes. It'll stay in a pot.
You don't have to work on it in a few years or anything like that.
No. It'll grow. I have two at my back door in pots, and they're there for about 15 years, and they just give and keep giving every year. And they flower for a long period of time. And then when they're not in flower, they're still fabulous. Green,
yeah, it looks gorgeous. What's a particular striking green, anyway?
It is.
And
a bottle green. And you can see how the branches are very erect, which means it's ideal. It's not going to flop out as it gets older at the front door.
Care for it.
You water it. You know, everything in pots has to be watered, but you can't plant that out in the ground either. And the important thing is not to forget about it and plant it in a lime-free soil. Okay. So an ericaceous compost.
So the Three Sisters camellia is what you're saying.
And Three Sisters, loads of rhododendrons in them as well. Spectacular.
Okay, so when you're starting off and you get it for the first time, is it smaller than that?
No, that's the size.
That's the size. It's 2 foot tall anyway.
Yes, so it's the ideal Christmas gift for someone that has everything. Instead of bringing the box of chocolates for a dinner party, bring a plant and appreciate it.
Yeah, the box of chocolates will put the weight on and they'll be gone. This one will at least last.
Yeah. And now another outdoor plant is this. Look what flowers is on it. It's the Christmas rose or helleborus. Fabulous. A Christmas rose, it's called, grows outside in the garden and it gives you this colour at Christmas. There's another really valuable plant for Christmas as a gift, and it's Saracocca, which is an evergreen, and it's very, very fragrant and lovely to have it.
What's the name of that one, or the fragrant one? Because that'd be nice.
Saracocca.
Saracocca, okay.
Yeah.
And that's because that's commentable. Do you know what I mean? Yes. Oh, that's a lovely fragrance. Yes.
And it's something you say, where is that smell coming from? And you have to search for it, find it.
But that one in there is the winter rose. Winter
Christmas rose,
Christmas rose. And it's white,
White. This one is white, but they come in purples as well. They come in a whole lot of different strains of purple, from very dark, dark purple. And for people who visit the National Garden Exhibition Centre, there is absolutely a superb lot of them in the gardens, in purple varieties.
And do they only flower in winter,
Flower in winter and in spring. That'll be in flower for months, because there's loads and loads more bulbs, more buds of flowers coming up.
Okay.
And they're open at every stage on this plant. You can see them fully open, and look, when you look down at it, you see hundreds more ready to just open up. And then I couldn't not talk about the little primrose, the primulus. And this is, our guys went over and they've picked new varieties that go over to the trials in England and pick out varieties that are different. And this is, come on the snow, these are saying, come on the winter, they'll just do really well. So again, if you want to brighten up your pots at your front door for Christmas, these are absolutely...
That's a small, they're small.
They're only a few inches high and they have lovely green, typical primrose leaves. They all came from the primrose, and this one has lovely red and white and peach and yellow centres in it. So lovely. So now we're going to, I have to talk about, look at that for a trailing down plant. Trailing down plants are very in fashion. Everyone wants some now hanging out of their Christmas.
Okay, so it's like having a box that you would have a hanging, you know, bouquet during the summertime. And this is the same. It's in a flower pot, but it's got a chain on the top, but the strands are coming down.
Yes, and it's related to the Virginia creeper. So this one is indoor now because it's been reared in a glasshouse, but you can actually plant it out later on. I have this growing up around my entrance to the house, and it was spectacular this year in flower, and I couldn't even attempt to count the amount of honeybees was on it. But Cissus stricta is called, or the evergreen Virginia creeper. So it can be grown indoor or outdoor.
Okay.
This would prefer now a little bit of cool, a cold hallway or somewhere where you're coming in and the door is continuously opening and you find it hard to get something that will actually give you that nice green colour.
And so I like the fact that it's not neat. It looks like a plant.
Yeah. It's doing its own thing. It's absolutely.
Very good. Now, just in case somebody has tuned in wondering who you are, it's Rachel Doyle from the Arboretum in Kilquade, the National Garden Exhibition Centre, and of course famous for Carlo. So Rachel is here with a load of plants in front of us, including that last one, which was just called what again?
Cissus stricta, or the evergreen Virginia creeper.
Okay.
And it's evergreen, obviously, and it's great as an indoor plant for a cool place, or you can grow it outside. I just thought, look at this, it's a plaque. And just again, another lovely gift for Christmas. The roots of a family tree begin with the love of two hearts. So just these lovely plaques that are in terracotta and that look fantastic and
in a garden.
Garden. And they're lovely so you want to bring a small gift to somebody. Now we're going to go on to something for children. Kids love these. This is the Venus flytrap. And it really needs to be very, very wet because it grows in very boggy conditions. And when the fly flies into this, it closes. There's all little hairs inside the leaf. And when the fly hits three hairs, not just one or two, but when it tips three hairs, it closes in on the fly and it eats the fly.
So
the plant eats the fly. And unfortunately, kids really want to touch these and make them close. And they don't like that because they expect food when they close. So they get the food from the fly. So the Venus flytrap, lovely little gift for children.
You could have a few of those during the summertime and get rid of those pesky flies, I suppose.
Yes. And then again, as the last time I was in Declan, I was telling you about how much cacti and succulents are in fashion. And this is a lovely little gift of three different cacti for a child to take to start their own little cacti garden.
They're small, yes. They could be on their bedroom windowsill.
And it's a great way of getting children interested in planting. And my goodness, do they love these little cacti. And it's very easy, actually, to repot them. You just fold an A4 sheet into four and make a strap around it, put it around as a strap, and then you can handle it and take it out and repot them into a bigger pot when necessary.
When it starts growing, yeah. So cacti becoming very popular because there's all sorts of different colours and types.
It's amazing. Yeah. And we keep saying, actually, green is the new black. You know, when black was always the tradition. Now it's green, and it's green plants, green, everything green. And you can see this one. This is amazing. Joe outside has fallen in love with this one. It's a bonsai. It's a ficus. A ficus means a fig, and there are loads of different types of ficus. There was one that I desperately wanted to bring to you, but it was so big because the leaves are over a foot wide and about a foot and a half long. So they're fantastic. Ficus.
Ficus. That's what ficus. Joe likes, is it? Okay.
So, yeah,
does he like the fact that it's a root, the way the root is?
You know, well, it's just a bonsai. It has been grown, and it's so easy to keep. There's absolutely no maintenance on it, really. Just give it water, let it dry out completely before
it's between very watering. Unusual. It looks like an ornament rather than a plant.
It is, and it's a typical sort of Japanese type bonsai, and it's in
a bonsai.
As you can see, it's in a very narrow pot, which is what bonsai are, because their roots are curtailed and pruned, so to keep them small.
Let me see. Vincent said a Venus fly trap. Are there many of them around? He's looking for the one. We'll call into Rachel in the Arboretum. But are they? I mean, are they a specialist, the Venus flytrap?
No, they're not always available. And if there's not some in Kilquade, I'll check when I go back. I will have some up from Carlo, because sometimes it's hard to keep the same things because Kilquade shop hasn't developed yet to the stage that Carlo has. But I will get some up to Kilquade if there's somebody going to call in. I get some up at the weekend.
But it's not normally that people walk into a shop to look for one.
No, they're
unusual.
They're unusual and they're different.
Very good.
I think the fact that kids are intrigued by them, you know.
Okay. Hope that the answer there, Vincent. So Rachel is looking at those. What else have you got now?
This is Crassula, it's called, or the money plant. This is
We like that now by the sound of it.
This is a plant that they say, you'll see them in the Chinese restaurants and that they're very much, you know.
Money plant. Money grows on trees.
Money
then
grows on trees, yeah. This is do you know, these are as hardy as old boots. You couldn't kill them. And they'll just grow and grow and grow. This one has lovely tinted foliage. You can see the tips of ovata, which means just that the leaves are oval, this one. But it has a sunrise. It has like the sunshine.
Yeah,
on
what's it called again?
Crassula or the money plant.
The money plant. Okay, we like those easy names.
Yeah, the money plant is the common name for that. Now I have to show you this. I think it's just cute. Out, look at that. A little mini bottle garden.
That's lovely. This is a giant bottle, right?
Yeah.
With a huge cork on the top.
Yes.
And inside is a mixture of green and white.
Yes, and it's all little succulents that are in fashion. And these bottles come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, from huge big carboys down to to smaller ones like these. But they're just an absolute, so easy to keep. Because there's a hole in the front of this one, it does need watering. The ones that have the cork in it, that is corked all the time, don't need any maintenance. It just produces its own moisture and goes on. So terrariums are very, very in fashion. And absolutely
lovely for an apartment. You've got these big bottles and all that sort of stuff.
And you've got the now, orchids. I mean, how can you not talk about orchids? This is the Phalaenopsis. Phalaenopsis, there's so many different types of orchids, and these are the plants that I always cringe when people tell me they're hard to keep.
Yes.
Because they're certainly not.
Really? Because and people say, oh, I love the orchid, but it died.
It died. No, and that's really not true at all or so. But look at this, this is really proof. Do you see this one has a sump in the bottom of the container? So all you have to do is keep water in the sump, and the roots will go down and take up the water as it needs it.
Gotcha.
So yeah. That has solved the problem of people thinking that orchids, the Phalaenopsis, are as hardy as old boots. That will give you flowers from up to 6 months. It'll flower.
Right. Phalaenopsis.
When the flower dies down, you cut it down to a live bud above a bud, and then it'll start to produce more flowers. So it goes on year after year after year. And don't let anyone tell anyone that they're difficult to keep. They're not. And this is another totally different type of Phalaenopsis, a little dwarf one. And it's presented in a lovely tin. So to make it very attractive
very
as
nice.
A lovely gift.
Well, so, we're going to put a picture of all these on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
To have a look with maybe the names,
yeah.
The real names,
yes.
Maybe not the Latin names, but
yeah.
The names that
yeah.
people can make
yes.
it easy
yeah.
for.
Well, that's just another orchid. And there's another whole family of orchids called the Cymbidiums. They're the ones that you see in wedding bouquets, and when the girls are going to their debs, they carry usually an orchid. That's a different part of the same family. It's called Cymbidiums, and they're amazing as well. And people always ask me, do they cut out the roots off the orchids? No, you don't. They send out roots because they're epiphytes. They grow on the trees in the rainforest. So they send out these roots and they cling onto the trees and they get the moisture from the trees. So that's why you don't cut off those lovely roots that they send out. That's just the nature of the plant.
Very good. Okay, well, you've got a whole selection for Christmas,
yeah.
And it's all in there with so many suggestions that Rachel has brought in today. Rachel, we love talking to you, so hopefully you'll be into us again.
Absolutely.
Sometime, maybe around yes. springtime or something
yes,
like that.
Of course.
For planting.
Yeah.
Great to see you, and a very happy Christmas to you.
And to you too, and all the listeners.
Thank you for giving us your time this morning. That's Rachel Doyle there from the Arboretum in Kilquay, the National Garden Exhibition Centre. And of course, Rachel made her name there in Carlow. As well with all the plants. And looking at Rachel, I'm just wondering, as they used to say years ago, how does all the knowledge fit into her head there with so many Latin names that she just effortlessly takes us through. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thank you.